from Block Club Chicago, Jen Sabella. Tell us about this underground Chicago tour, Jen.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm anxious to hear what's going on. This is the guy who started the Ugly Buildings tour who's doing this?
Yes. So this is really funny and I guess gross to some, but Mike McMaines, he's been doing tours of Ugly Buildings of Chicago, and he's known for unique tours of Chicago. So not what you're going to get on the Architectural River Cruise and things like that. So now he's doing Underground Chicago plus Rats. And it will take you through the Pedway system, which is, as I'm sure you know, a very large and confusing system underground, but it's fascinating, and you find so many interesting things there and businesses underground. And also, he is going to focus on the history of the city's rat population. And this came from a little girl who is a niece of somebody who was on one of the tours and said, I want to know more about rats. So he did some research and decided to incorporate the history of the city's rats with his tour. So if you have kids and you want to bring them along, if, I don't know, some kids apparently are into rats, and you will learn about the city's history of rats and underground parts of Chicago.
I'm sure the Convention and Tourism Bureau is thrilled with this tour.
Exactly.
So we'll see. A couple of longtime friends are bringing the flavors of India to the world of craft beer. What's going on here?
I'm very excited to try one of these. Azadi Brewing has popped up at businesses around Chicago. You can find it at Whole Foods and like some independent liquor stores and bars. But they are two friends that started home brewing in Logan Square in 2018. After one Indian American friend, Bhavik Modi, he went to South Asia for work and was noticing the craft beer scene in India really exploding. So he was like, let's incorporate all these Indian spices into some beers. So they got a pop-up at Pilot Project Brewing in Logan, which kind of helps independent brewers, give them a space to brew, give them some marketing help. And now you can go and try their beers. They're infused with like cardamom, lemongrass, and Indian teas. They sound delicious. There's a chai beer. And yeah, they're popping up and they're hoping to open their own brewery in Chicago soon. But until then, you can find a list of the locations selling these beers on our website, blockclubchicago.org.
Yeah, I think a lot of people will be interested in that. And finally, young people with autism getting some help in the city.
This is so cool. Urban Autism Solutions opened a farm 10 years ago on the Near West Side, and essentially they just invite kids ages 16 to 22 from five schools across the West Side to learn how to farm, to learn about fresh fruits and vegetables, and selling produce, caring for plants, and it's really helping these kids with autism boost their confidence, their social skills, and it's really helped them get jobs into the future. It's also meant to teach them about healthy food. A lot of the kids come from places where they're in food deserts, so there's not fresh, healthy food available. They're able to take whatever they want home from the farm. At first, they're like, we don't want this stuff, but the people at the farm show them how to cook with the food and make delicious things with healthy vegetables and fruits. It's just a really cool thing, and the participants say it's really changed their lives.
What a good idea. Thank you, Jen. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob.